Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Harry Compare, and I play Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Yes, and Shout Sister Shout at Ford's Theater. It's going to be running March 15th through May 13th, so get your tickets now. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so obviously this is based on Gail F. Wald's book, Shout, Sister, Shout, the same title. But tell our listeners the basic premise, who Sister Rosetta Tharpe was.
Well, Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a Black queer musician. She was born in Cotton Plant, Arkansas, back in March 20th, actually. Her birthday is next week, I think, of 1915. And she was who many consider to be the godmother or queen of rock and roll. She was a woman who was a guitarist and a vocalist. And what set her apart from so many during that time was that her style of playing and singing was so different than what had been done up until that point. She was also one of the very first artists to be what we consider what we would consider today to be like a gospel pop crossover artist. She was one of the first people to bring sacred music or gospel music to secular venues. And so in the play, we definitely dig into some of her music, but even more so we dig into who she was, her humanity, the flesh and bone of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, where she came from, and her life and her journey.
Wow. Yeah. And you, I mean, you mentioned life and journey. Does the play, or I guess I should say musical, because music, but does the story of it, of the show follow, you know, is it like, you know, childhood all the way through, or do you pick up at a certain point?
Absolutely. We go from 18 to 58 to the year of her death. So it spans about 40, four decades. Absolutely.
Wow. That's crazy. And then you getting to play the role. I mean, were you familiar with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, you know, tangentially, maybe like a little bit, or were you like a big fan, or, you know, how much was this, you know, a revelation to you learning about this amazing person?
I mean, this was a huge revelation. I think is a very a small word to use right now, because it was so it really is an understatement, because I had no idea who this woman was, where she had come from, the impact and the influence that she was, not just in American music history, but world music history, and the world of rock and roll. When I had the very, very first time I had ever heard her name mentioned was I was actually on tour with the first national tour of Shrek the Musical, and our cast went to go visit Graceland while we were visiting Memphis. And I happened to be strolling around, and it was a small group that was sort of visiting as well. And there was a very distinguished looking older white gentleman who I'm assuming is from the UK, who was talking to this small group, and he happened to mention her name as an influence of Elvis. And I heard the name, and I didn't know it stuck with me until I heard it again years later. And that was only because I was auditioning for the show. And actually, initially, I didn't even go in for this role. I went in for another role, and then was asked to read for Rosetta and booked Rosetta. The discovery of who this woman is and was, her impact on music, on gospel music, on secular music, on rock and roll, blues, jazz. I'm like, it's just vast. It's so vast. And the fact that I did not know or learn anything of her until my adulthood was a little saddening because of who she was and the role that she played in music, and that she really was not given her due.
Well, that's what you're doing with the show, right? You're giving her
Absolutely.
her due, and that's what a lot of theater
Absolutely.
is doing, especially now. I feel like we're entering this era where we're shining lights on all these great legends that need more light of day, you know? Like, we're finally learning
Absolutely.
about so many that have, quote, lost to history, but who writes the history? So let's
Absolutely. Yeah, she was just recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a few years ago, which is great.
2018, right?
Yes, absolutely. When she died in Philadelphia, and her grave was unmarked, I believe, for about 30 years.
Can you
Until she,
imagine?
I
I mean,
know
compared to like
it's
an
some
Elvis who is,
people.
has a whole Graceland. Think about that. And she inspired him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is what we're talking about. It blows my mind. But now she has a beautiful tombstone. And she is her name is being spoken so much more now than ever before. And I'm really blessed and proud to be a part of this movement, this resurgence of kind of bringing her name back to the forefront of the conversations when we talk about music and rock and roll and the origins. So yeah, it is very it's really cool to be a part of this movement now and to be able to step in to her shoes so to say and give people who have never heard of her before, who have no idea who she is, who have no point of reference, to be able to stand on stage and sort of give them their first look so that once they leave the theater, they're inspired to go and Google her and YouTube her and do some more research and find her and fall in love with her, as so many of the people who have worked specifically on this project have.
Right. Everyone in the audience is going to have the same revelation that you and everyone else
I
did.
hope so. I hope so. Yeah.
Well, you're mentioning that so many folks, probably haven't heard of her or her music. So let's go into the music a little bit.
Yeah.
Teach us a little bit. Well, as much as we can on the radio without, you got to see the show, folks, to hear
You
it.
got to see
She's
the
not going to sing right now, but just so I have some good, sound bites to play on the radio. Describe a couple of the songs that we might hear in the show. Because it is a musical.
It is a musical. It is a musical. It's a little bit more than what would be considered like a jukebox musical. This is really a musical. The show is full of just all this amazing music, a music that people know and love, and music that some people have never heard before. That is all original to Sister Rosetta Tharpe and to Lucky Millinder, and to the people of those of that time, that golden age of like the Cotton Club and things like that. There are songs like Four or Five Times and How About You? We all should do Precious Memories. A lot of people know that. We do. I mean, there's so many different songs. There's a song called "Sit Down," which I love. It is a beautiful marriage of gospel and secular music that happens on the stage every single night. It's really beautiful. There are going to be songs that people are extremely familiar with, and there are going to be songs that are going to be brand new to their ear. But it's still going to be a little bit familiar, and whenever I talk to people about coming to this see the show, I always say, come see a woman you never knew you already knew. Because when you hear the music and you hear what's going on, you're like, oh wait, this sounds familiar. I know, oh, this is where this came from, or this is where this originated from, or this is where this sound came from. So it is really a beautiful discovery.
That's so cool. Yeah, I'm sure people are gonna know a lot of the songs when they hear
Yeah.
what is it? Down by the Riverside.
Down by the river. Oh,
That
yes.
got, I think that when it entered the Library of Congress recording registry. There's a bunch of her songs that you'll know probably, even if you think you
Yes.
don't. Are you worn out by the end singing after singing them?
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
sure.
There,
I'm sure it's a task and
it's
a
it
half.
is a marathon. Every show is a marathon for me. But it is I am completely just spent at the end of every show, but it's so worth it. I feel so good. I have this little thing that I started doing when we did the show. I joined the company for Shout Sister Shout back when we did it in Seattle in 2019. And when I did it then, I at the end of every show, I would like ring a little bell. They say when you ring a bell, an angel gets his wings, a miracle happens. So every time at the end of the show, I'm like, oh God, it was a miracle. We made it. So
I get
yeah,
you.
I'm definitely spent, emotionally spent, physically spent, but oh my God, so it's so satisfying to me, that I really cannot complain. I really can't. And this cast is bar none. It is such a phenomenal casting company. Everybody from everybody that you see on stage to the people that you don't see, all of our stage hands, our crew, our the production staff, the Ford's Theater company, their staff, everybody has just been so hands-on and fully committed to making sure that this is the best possible experience that we could provide, so yeah, I think everybody at the end of the show is equally tired but so grateful to have been able to give a gift in such a way.
Everybody in the crew is tired. They're all we're ringing bells. What are they?
We're ringing bells, honey.
What are they saying? It's a Wonderful Life. We're giving out wings.
That's right. That's right.
Awesome. Well, I guess the other aspect of this we should cover before we run. I mean, you mentioned the great team at Ford's and everything, the crew and creators.
Yeah.
What do we see? What do we see visually? Because Sister Rosetta Tharpe was born in 1915. I guess her first recording was in like 1938. So what do we see? Are we seeing like period visuals, costumes, backdrops? What do we see
Oh,
visually on stage?
100%. And thank you for doing your research. Good. I mean, hey.
We got, well, come on. What do you think I'm doing over here?
I love it. Yeah, you're definitely seeing some things that are true to period, even down to like there's a little lipstick pack that I use in the show that is like very period. So they have really paid attention to detail when it comes to the costuming, the wigs, the makeup, the furniture that you see, the microphones that are set up. It's all very, very much true as we could be, to the time, paying homage and trying to, be integrous as we can, about, really presenting for the time and the space that we are representing, at that time. It's, the show itself, a lot of it is about Rosetta's memories. So, we jump, we jump time, we go through time. Sometimes it feels like lightning speed, but we take it at a pace that it is digestible for the audience. But yeah, everything is that you're gonna see some things that are definitely true to the time and the period in which she where we're telling the story from. Yeah. So from 19, well, we start when she's about 18 years old. So from about the 30s to the 70s. Yeah, you're gonna anybody that was around during that time, they're gonna see something familiar for sure.
Nice. Now, does the creator Cheryl West, the writer, I guess I should say, the playwright, did you get to meet Cheryl? Has she been to Ford's during this at all, or?
So Cheryl, who I have to really credit to me even standing in this space of Rosetta, because she was the one who, when I walked in the audition room, was very much like, I need to hear her read for Rosetta.
Wow.
Cheryl West is an amazing playwright. She's a brilliant woman. And she has been married to this project since the beginning. Like she has been there. She has not physically been here because she's located in Seattle, Washington. And so I know she has other projects and things going on. She's quite popular.
Oh
but
yeah,
we
Play On
get
and a
yeah.
bunch of famous
Oh
works,
yeah,
yeah.
100%. She's always working, always moving. I love that about her, but she has really dedicated so much time every single day. Every time we are in that theater space, she is there with us via Zoom. Thank God for technology. I mean, she's readily available. I can hop off the stage and ask her a question anytime. She's there. So she's been very much a part of making all of this happen here at Ford's for sure.
Awesome. And how that is so cool that you went in to read for a different part. What was the part you went to read for originally? And then they're like, oh, we want to see her play the lead. Can you read for the lead? That's got to be exciting.
Right. It's crazy. So I went in originally to read for the Mahalia track. And at the time, they were trying to determine if they wanted Mahalia to also play Katie Bell, who Katie Bell Newbin is Rosetta's mother. And so they hadn't made that decision yet. They were kind of playing with the idea of maybe combining those two roles for one track. So I read for both Mahalia and Katie Bell with the intention of just going in and doing that. That's what I had worked on.
Walked in the room. Mahalia Jackson? Or
Mahalia Jackson, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she makes an appearance in our show. Yeah, it's really cool. Wow. It's really cool. Yeah. And so as I was leaving the room after I finished my audition, the casting assistant asked me to stay. She said, can you just hang around for 1 minute? I think they want you to do something more. And she just came back with a stack of papers of like Rosetta stuff. And she's like, we know it's going to be a cold read. It's okay. They just want to hear you on this. So, but I guess I did okay. I guess I did all right with the cold read.
Yeah, you got the part. Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. I mean, I have plenty to work with, and this show sounds awesome. I can't wait to tell listeners about it. But I guess before we run, you know, tell us just in final seconds, you know, like remind us a little bit about, you know, who you are. Well, you know, where did you grow up? How did you get into acting?
Yeah, I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. I was born in California, but raised in New Jersey. New Jersey is home. Been home for many, many moons. I got into acting. I did some like church plays when I was younger. I did a little bit of community theater, but this was never on my radar, never on my personal trajectory of life at all. I thought I was going to be a lawyer. Once I got involved in community theater again, my husband came and saw me in a show. He was just like, babe, I think this is what you need to be doing. Like, this is what you need to do with life. And then I just really just jumped in head first. I really did. Like, I just kind of just dove in and said, let's just give it a try. And so I've been doing this professionally since 2010. So what is that, about 13 years now? Yeah. Yeah. Rocking and Rolling. Did a Broadway show called The Color Purple, The Revival with Cynthia Erivo and Jennifer Hudson and Danielle Brooks. I did another Broadway called Holler If You Hear Me. I've done national tours, some regional projects. I've done some TV, a little bit of film. So yeah, the kid is doing all right, I think.
The kid is doing all right. Absolutely.
He's doing all right. And I'm really, really, really proud of Shout Sister Shout. I really hope people are able to make time to come out and see us while we're here. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate you joining us. Again, it's called Shout Sister Shout. It's going to be at Ford's Theater March 15th through May 13th. So head over to Ford's.org and get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right. Go ring that bell.
All right. I will.
All right. See ya.